Bucky Bacall here with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. You can probably tell from my scratchy voice and congested sound that I've got a little cold right now. And this winter, it seems like I've been hearing even more than usual about chicken soup as a treatment for colds and flu. With all due respect to your family heirloom recipes, my suggestion is that the best thing for your health is not to consume chicken soup. Why not? Because it won't be your grandmother's chicken soup. Because chicken, if you haven't been paying attention to my show, ain't what it used to be. In previous shows, I've cited studies that show that factory-raised chickens produce eggs and meat that are less nutritious than those from old-fashioned chicken operations. Not only that, but all factory farms feed their chickens antibiotics, and the vast majority use growth hormones. The growth hormones will wreak havoc on your own hormonal balance, and antibiotics, for whatever benefits they may have when used properly, are rendered less effective when the average person is already constantly exposed through their food. Every ounce of immunity-building nutrition that might be still left in your dead chicken ingredient is going to be canceled out by those unsought chemical residues. Your chicken soup-eating ancestors were also quite likely to have been consuming the flesh of an animal that led a pretty decent life up until the time it became soup. Nowadays, mind-boggling number of chickens are raised in unbelievably small spaces under practices designed to raise profit margins by pennies per chicken, but which also have the effect of making their short lives and ironically drawn-out slaughter more pain-filled than your grandma could have even conceived. So the equation they use to balance their human needs or nutritional convenience against the suffering of other creatures was substantially different as well. Now I know some of you are saying, well, I guess I'll just have to go get some of those chickens that were killed on a nice, happy, healthy farm. The bad news is that you can't simply trust any self-proclaimed free-range farm. Any chicken farmer, or chicken industrialist for that matter, can label their meat free-range so long as their chickens are not individually caged. The vast majority of so-called free-range fowl live in a crowded concrete floor and have an outdoor enclosure too small for many, and certainly not all of the chickens. Unless you see the operation with your own eyes, or raise your own chickens, you simply don't know. You should be angry that corporate agriculture has stolen authentic chicken soup from all of us, even if we do share responsibility through our own consumption habits. However, you should also realize that the whole chicken soup thing is almost entirely mythology. Many Americans, particularly Jewish immigrants, remembered when chicken meat was only served on special occasions. Whenever a chickener was faced with, say, a rooster that was too aggressive and caused problems for the rest of the flock, or even the humans it lived with, culling that individual for chicken soup was a respectable way to maintain harmony in the backyard. My partner's parents both raised chickens in their backyards when they were growing up, and the mother likes to tell the story of the rooster that hated her. She used to have to feed the chickens and lived in constant fear of getting attacked by this very hostile rooster, who had a particular thing against her. One day, the rooster ambushed her and shredded her pantyhose as well as her legs with fierce pecks and slashes from his sharp spurs. When her mother saw what the rooster had done to her, she immediately slaughtered that rooster, quickly and humanely, and served him for dinner that very night. But since roosters have pretty tough meat, the family legend is that the rooster got his final revenge by providing an unpalatable meal. The lesson here is that you should use culled roosters for soup stock. Another childhood story she likes to tell is that of her neighbor's pet rooster, Juan Manuel. As a chick and young cockerel, Juan Manuel became very attached to the neighbor and followed him around everywhere he went in the neighborhood. But when he got older, he developed an aggressive streak towards everyone, chicken or human, except for that neighbor. One day, Juan Manuel savagely attacked and injured the neighbor's wife while she was cleaning up the hen house, so the rooster was relegated to the stockpot. The neighbor cried uncontrollably as he slaughtered Juan Manuel, his beloved pet. In the early 20th century, the model of small farms with a variety of crops and integrated livestock gave way to the factory model of food production. Chickens were stripped of their many functions on the integrated farm and became nothing more than units to be led to slaughter as quickly as possible. Food historian Elizabeth Rosen has theorized that the stories of chicken soup's nearly supernatural medicinal value were a way of preserving a portion of pre-mass production culture. I'm pretty sure the councils for marketing agribusiness products are behind the perpetuation of this myth. The good news is that you can still get everything you need from no chicken soup. The main factual advantage of soup is that water and other liquids help flush toxins through your system and prevent nasal passages from drying out. Dried out nasal passages make a person more susceptible to invasion by cold or flu viruses. Chicken soup might be good as a decongestant, but hot lemonade, a ginger tea, or any vitamin-rich soup will do the same thing, especially if you liberally use spices such as black pepper, hot chilies, or other spices commonly thought of as curry spices. Both onion and garlic are featured in most soup recipes, and they are also both known to have antiviral properties. Garlic in particular is renowned for its medical properties throughout the ages and cultures, and has been shown in recent scientific studies to have antibiotic and antiviral properties. Shiitake and reishi mushrooms have been used in Japan and China for centuries as immunity boosters, and a traditional Japanese soup in a miso base will include the health benefits of miso, which is soy, rice, barley, or wheat, fermented with a particular yeast, and which is also believed to cure a medical encyclopedia of ailments. For some no-chicken soup recipes that I promise will be just as effective at battling what ails you, go to my website at buckybacaw.org. I'll be featuring a potato soup, a garlic and spinach soup, a hot and sour soup, a curry soup recipe from someone's Uncle Subaru, and an immunity-boosting miso soup with the aforementioned mushrooms. If you'd like to send me your favorite recipes or have questions or suggestions for other shows, please email me at bucky@radioboise.org. If you record the message in your own voice and send it to me in MP3 format, I just might play it on my next show. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast is produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute. For more information, visit buckybacaw.org. BUCKYBUCKAW.org.